From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Republican leaders in the Missouri legislature are still opposed to expanding Medicaid, despite a revised proposal by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon that would require recipients to either work or actively seek employment. Some provisions in Nixon's new plan include penalties for calling ambulances for non-emergencies and financial incentives for making healthy choices, such as quitting smoking and dieting. House Speaker John Deal is not impressed with the new pitch.
I read with certain sense of deja vu the governor's comments. As he did last year, he decided to use state resources to fly down to Springfield to make a pronouncement about a different approach that he's going to take, rather than actually walking about 200 steps to actually meet with the General Assembly.
House Republicans last week easily defeated an attempt to expand Medicaid in the state budget. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ron Richards said if Medicaid expansion had any life in his chamber, they would have started talking about it months ago. An investment banker and a St. Louis law firm are settling for up to $8.2 million in a lawsuit over bonding for a failed Missouri sweetener factory. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a settlement deal filed earlier this week will give investors back more than 80% of losses on the plant that never was built. A class action lawsuit claimed banker Morgan Keegan and law firm Armstrong Teasdale misled investors who bought $39 million in bonds to construct a MamTech artificial sweetener plant in Moberly. The plant was touted as an economic boon for the north central Missouri town until MamTech defaulted on bond payments in 2011. The Missouri Public Service Commission has asked Grain Belt Express for more information about a proposed high-voltage transmission line that would run through part of southern Randolph County. The request was made despite the commission staff recommending that it deny the company's application for certification. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the company needs the certificate to build the line that would carry wind-generated power from Kansas to Indiana. The project faces criticism from some who believe it will negatively affect property values and people's health, while supporters say that it will move the state closer to a voter mandate that utilities generate at least 15% renewable energy by 2021. The deadline for providing the information is April 11th. A Missouri Republican wants to see bonds approved by voters used to fund a new nursing home for veterans in order to reduce a 2,000-person waiting list. The measure, sponsored by Representative Lyndall Shoemake of Hannibal, is scheduled for a House committee hearing today. The constitutional amendment would allow the state to issue $50 million in new bonds, the estimated cost for a new 150-bed facility. Shoemake says Missouri voters would want to see a new veterans home. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon called on lawmakers in his January State of the State address to find money to build a new facility to get rid of the waiting list. A measure in the Senate to allow existing bonding authority to be used for new construction has stalled. Protesters say they didn't know the man charged with shooting and wounding two officers last week outside the Ferguson Police Department. Brittany Farrell with Millennial Activists United said she just left a meeting with other protest leaders yesterday when word of 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams' arrest circulated. Farrell says she suspects St. Louis County Prosecutor Rob McCulloch tried to cast Williams as a protester to reflect negatively on the movement. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.